You don't need special gadgets to be a hero. With unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere, the Capital One Quicksilver Card makes you the hero of every purchase. Whether it's headphones, a lounge chair, or even a well-deserved massage, whatever the Quicksilver purchase, you're the hero. No fighting bad guys, getting in epic car chases, or parachuting out of buildings required. Simple, isn't it? The Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, and there's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, and this is Short Stuff, the shortest stuff of all, about jackalopes.
Do you hear that siren?
No.
Do you hear it now?
No.
Do you hear it now?
No. Now I do, yep.
All right.
Do you remember, Chuck, there was a period of time where the fire department would blare down the street every time we recorded.
In our original office.
At the same time, too. Uh-huh. It was weird. Like, there was either somebody who kept, like, faking a sprained ankle at the same time on the same day every week, or they were testing something out that we're not familiar with. But it happened a lot.
Yeah. That was when we just started podcasting, and they were like, oh, go in that closet. And then it got to be a little bigger, and they were like, well, I guess you guys should at least be in that dumb office.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a little while longer, eventually they were like, okay, I guess we'll put up a studio.
Yeah. They said it just like that, too. They're so upset.
And now look at us.
Yeah, now we're, like, podcasting from home.
Speeding towards 20 years in our basement.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so jackalopes. If you listen to our taxidermy episode,
Rogue taxidermy.
No, it was regular taxidermy.
Oh, well, we've done one on rogue taxidermy too, haven't we?
We covered that in taxidermy. I don't know if we did a standalone. We may have.
All right, okay. But you go ahead. I'm sorry.
But either way, it was in both then. This might be take three. But if you've never seen a jackalope, just pull your car over. If you're at home, just type in jackalope. They're fairly familiar here in the United States as sort of kitschy art that you can hang on your wall. Jackalopes are not real. It is a combination, a taxidermy combination of a rabbit or a hare with antlers. And I grew up seeing them here and there at roadside diners or if you travel out west or something, like on maybe a hotel lobby wall. And the whole thing with jackalopes is always that you try to convince somebody that it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's very annoying. Like, that's a really annoying, unnecessary part of the whole thing. But it's a Wyoming tradition, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's the snipe hunt of wall art.
That's exactly right. And there's lots of legends and tall tales about the jackalopes that they have really nice singing voices. And that, in particular, if you're out on the range and you have a campfire going and you start singing cowboy songs, that from out in the bush.
In the yonder.
The brush. They'll start singing in. They'll join in on the chorus and everything, which is kind of adorable. They're also supposedly cousins to Bigfoot. They're pretty great and probably the cutest mythical creatures there are. But they actually, as far as the New York Times, I think, reported in 1977, there's actually like a real-life origin story to them that we may or may not have discussed before, but we're definitely going to again here.
That's right. The origin story is, I think, very well vetted. This is the kind of thing where it seems like it could be because there's just so much, so many tall tales surrounding jackalopes. This seems like the kind of thing where the origin could be very highly suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like this is totally real. And the Herrick brothers, H-E-R-R-I-C-K, in Wyoming, and we should mention Wyoming is very much into their jackalopes because of this, because they were where it all started.
Yeah, if you look at the Wyoming Lottery's logo, there's a jackalope on it.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's a big deal in Wyoming. As a matter of fact, there's at least five times the Wyoming legislature has tried and failed for some reason, I don't get it, to make the jackalope Wyoming's official state mythological creature.
Maybe they're trying to really govern and do something that matters.
I guess so. I suspect Liz Cheney is killing this every time.
Aw.
Don't know why, but I do.
So the Herrick brothers, you know what? Maybe we should take a break and leave a cliffhanger as to what they actually did. Yeah.
Okay. It's short stuff. Why not?
Well, now, when you're on the road, driving in your truck, why not learn a thing or two from Josh and Chuck? It's stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know.
All right.
Hey, everybody, Chuck here. Are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals.
Yeah, but you can drink water as clean as nature intended with Richard's Rainwater.
That's right. Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain. Richard's Rainwater is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants that are commonly found in groundwater.
And since rain is naturally pure, there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means Richard's Rainwater contains no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Just pure drops of rain.
That's right. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater, perfect for sipping or mixing into your favorite cocktail. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. Enjoy pure, refreshing rainwater. Sip the sky. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, and you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. All right. Quite a cliffhanger.
I know.
About the Herrick brothers.
Right.
Douglas Herrick, he was born in Douglas, Wyoming in 1920. He was in the Air Force during World War II and then worked as a pipe fitter and was a big hunter because he is in Wyoming and there's a lot of people that are into that there. And his brother Ralph, they got into taxidermy at an early age and had their own taxidermy shop. And as legend goes, one day, one of these brothers, and it was the year is kind of debatable. It could be 32, 34, 39, or 40 is what I've heard. One of them came back from a hunt, had this jackrabbit, slid it across the table, and its little dead head slid and perfectly met a pair of antlers. And one of them said, "Hey, check that out." And the other one said, "That's awesome." And that was it.
That was it. They said, "Well, we're taxidermists. We might as well make this happen." And they did. It's a very sad origin story because of the dead rabbit. But
sure.
Other than that, it's pretty cool. They made one. They actually just made one, I guess, from that rabbit and those antlers. And there was a guy named Roy Ball who had a hotel in Douglas, Wyoming, who got wind of the brothers' little invention. And he bought it off of him for $10 back in... Again, 1930s, 1940 at the latest, which is substantial. And he put it up in his hotel, and it became basically a little legendary piece of, like you call it, wall art. And it stayed there for a good 3, maybe 4 decades. And then someone actually stole it off of the wall, and it was never found out who did it. It was never recovered. The original jackalope. Maybe in somebody's garage or attic or even maybe on their wall somewhere out there, and they may not even know that this is the original jackalope that the Herrick brothers created.
So this is where I have to confess, because every time I was researching this, when we got to this part, I kept thinking of the story in college. I stole something with my friends and I in college one time when we were out doing bad things at a night out in Athens. We took a stuffed porcupine from a bar. That was hanging on the wall, and that porcupine lived in our apartment for about 6 months before we returned it.
Oh, you did return it, huh?
Yeah, when we moved out, we were like, what do we do with the porcupine?
What bar was it?
I want to say it was Gus Garcia's. Do you remember that place?
No, I remember it. Was that the same thing as Gus's?
Maybe.
I think so. I've only heard of it referred to as Gus's.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things where you knew the cool kid name, and I was older and more square, so I called it by its given name.
So how did you guys return it? We have to know.
I believe it was like, the fine upstanding thing that you do when you go and throw it at the front door and run.
Gotcha.
With a note through one of the quills that said, like, we took this 6 months ago. Sorry. Signed anonymous.
At least you gave it back to Gus Garcia.
Yeah, so somebody stole that original jackalope and did not even have the forthrightness to throw it on the front porch of that hotel. So it remains gone.
Man, do you remember Uptown Lounge and their happy hour with fishbowl margaritas?
I don't remember going to the happy hour there.
Oh, man. It was insane.
Athens is a lot different now.
Yeah, I know.
When was the last time you were there?
Oh, I can't remember what we passed through there for. About 3-4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Not too bad. I still go occasionally, and it's a lot different. It's grown up a lot. Can't just steal
really
porcupines willy-nilly anymore.
No. There's no college shenanigans. Everybody's like an activist and interested in like important things, and we're like basically like Animal House or something.
Yeah. Pretty
just
much.
Buffoons. That was what we were like in college, Chuck Buffoon.
This original jackalope was stolen. And like you said, they never caught the thief. But this kind of kickstarted a thing for the Herrick family. And they started making and selling these things. I tried to find out if they held any kind of weird patent or not, or if they were knockoff jackalopes. But they sold tens of thousands of these.
Which I really have to point out here, we're talking about tens of thousands of dead rabbits and dead deer.
Yes.
Some of which may never have been otherwise dead had it not been for the jackalope craze.
Yes.
I think it's worth remarking. I don't want to be a downer here because I know it's all sweet and cute and ha-ha.
No, I know.
And they like to put the hurting on tourists' brains with, talking about it's real or whatever. But a lot of rabbits and deer died because of this right. whole idea.
Like it's real FYI. Dead is what it is.
Exactly. Just for this rogue taxidermy.
No, I agree. I love those rabbits. I don't want to see them hanging on a wall with antlers sticking out of their heads.
No. Let the rabbits live.
But Douglas, I think Wall Drug in Wyoming, which has a giant jackalope there.
No, Wall Drug's in North Dakota.
Oh, it is? Okay. South well, they Dakota, they became Wyoming. A distributor and they have a giant jackalope. So eventually when Douglas Herrick, the initial jackaloper, died in 2003, I think his son was interviewed by the New York Times and said that they were selling, it looks like, 15 to 2,000 of these a year.
Just a Wall Drug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rabbits.
It is a lot of rabbits. I feel like we've really kind of taken this thing on a nosedive, but I feel like we could also take it on an even bigger nosedive in a second, Chuck.
Let's do it.
With the Chope papilloma virus.
It's so sad to look at these pictures.
It is sad, but it's also fascinating. It's much more gratifying to look at biological. Botany is just plants. Biological or like nature illustrations of it.
Yeah, it's related to HPV. It's an affliction that can cause rabbits to develop these horns. They're tumors, basically, and they can come out of their face looking like little horns. So there are pictures of rabbits with all these horny spikes thrusting from their face and heads, and it's just
they look a lot like
heartbreaking.
Warthogs.
Yeah, sort of.
Like a rabbit warthog. And like what's interesting to me, there's actually one in the Smithsonian's collection, their animal collection, dead animal collection, I should say, and that that doesn't seem to have informed the Herrick brothers' creation of the jackalope. Those
right.
are two different things, but there was a period of time, I think the first sightings are described in the 16th or 17th centuries, the 17th century, that people wondered if there was a species of rabbit out there that had horns or antlers. And it's just totally tangential to the invention of the jackalope, nothing to do with it. Not even tangential, not even connected in any way.
And that's jackalopes.
That is jackalopes. If you want to get to know jackalopes, you could do worse than traveling to Douglas, Wyoming, which is the official, as proclaimed by Wyoming Governor Ed Hirschler in 1985, home of the jackalope. That's where they hail from. And again, you could go play some scratch-offs in Wyoming with their lottery and see a jackalope.
Yeah, and you can even buy a little fun fake jackalope hunting license.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of adorable.
Yeah, which is not real, obviously. I think they grant hunting from sunrise to sunset on one day a year.
Yeah, but it's a day that doesn't even exist, June 31st.
Yeah.
But it coincides with Douglas's Jackalope Days Festival, which I think is held in June as well.
Right.
So if you're all about the jackalopes, yeah.
Killing rabbits.
Yeah, they do. And we also have to give a shout out, which we probably did in the taxidermy episode too, to our friend Van Nostrand, who once had a band called the Jackalopes, remember?
That's right. And also shout out to one of the nicest hotels I've ever stayed in on our Australia tour on our down days, the Jackalope Hotel.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it was cute. Amazing.
I could see Australians loving the jackalope, but yeah. It's probably actually real in Australia.
That's right.
I guess that's it. Chuck doesn't have anything more, I'm assuming. I don't either, so that means, of course, Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.